I'm recording this on March 13th, 2024, and that means two things. I'm really happy I have a job that lets me say Lepidopter this often, and it's also time for the Darkness News Update, brought to you by Ev Luma. Whether you need a streetlight or a post-op, they've got you covered, specifically with covers, with shields. These, the Ariamax, the Omnimax, the Build Your Own Acorn, all these offer shielding. So if you have any concerns about backlight, about uplight, they have you covered with little plastic shields for all of their products that I've just mentioned. That's evluma.com. The link is in the description. And I want to start out by talking about Brian Mulroney. He was Prime Minister of Canada from 1984 to 1993. He died on the 29th. And I want to point out one of his achievements, the Montreal Protocol. This was 46 nations coming together to meet on CFCs, fluorocarbons. He was instrumental in organizing the whole thing and also getting the U.S. to sign on at the time. This happened in 1991. And what happened is 46 countries agreed to stop using CFCs because they were causing harm to the ozone layer. And 30 years later, the ozone layer is almost fine. It's back to normal, practically. And I bring it up because I think we can still do that. We can still do this for light pollution. We can come together. We have the will to push this forward to limit light pollution and its harms. And the other reason I bring up the Montreal Protocol is that, yeah, CFCs are used in refrigeration. Nobody went without air conditioning. Nobody had to switch back to ice boxes to keep their food fresh. It did change hair care products a bit for a while, but eventually aerosol hair care products came back. And we can do the same thing again. That's what I believe. That's what the LDF believes. That's what I hope Ev Luma believes. But let's get into the news, actually, because the Mayo Clinic has found that daylight saving time has a minimal effect on heart health. The spring forward does increase cardiac events during that first work week. Not the Saturdays, just Monday to Friday, but only slightly compared to the week before that. And the fallback has basically no change in cardiac events. We've also found that daylight saving time causes negative impacts on Alzheimer's patients, with their symptoms worsening after the spring time change. In big news, the International Commission on Non-Ionizing Radiation Protection has issued a joint statement on the harms of short wavelength light, specifically the 380 to 550 nanometer bands, particularly at night. They affirm a number of research sources that we've been talking about this whole time, and they are working to encourage and create exposure guidelines and better lighting indoors and outdoors at night for all of us. We have a meta study confirming that Allen does cause harm to fauna across a number of species. This is a meta-study from the University of New South Wales, finding that 31 vertebrates are found to suffer harms and deleterious effects under Allen, and that actually doesn't change whether or not their activity cycle is day or night. They're about the same. Circadian rhythms have been linked with autonomic control in mice. So well-entrained circadian rhythms improve the body's ability to manage internal temperature, as well as a number of involuntary muscle actions, like breathing and your heart pumping. We've also found that circadian medicine, which is to say managing sleep as well as timing medication alongside the circadian rhythm, boosts health outcomes in cardiac events. We have a new protocol developed by UK healthcare professionals to monitor sleep quality in dementia care. They've assembled a number of methods and a couple of devices to help track sleep wellness, which we know improves their symptoms. We have a new recommendation to brush your teeth after dinner and put your pajamas on earlier in the night, because bright lights before bed do include your bathroom, not just your phone, and that could harm your melanopic response. Maybe we just need dimmer switches in our bathrooms. Maybe that's better. I want a dimmer switch in my bathroom. That's actually the problem. A study from Brazil finds that bioluminescent insects are on the decline, This is a 30-year survey of populations in the Cerrado region, finding that light pollution, habitat destruction, and pesticide use are damaging insect populations in the region. The DoD is reconsidering low-orbit satellites for missile spotting. This is a new finding that newer hypersonic devices are just too quick to actually spot from that low a height. We might need higher satellites to track the movement of these devices should we need to. We also have a study from the Geography Department of the University of Utah that finds that dark sky regions, particularly in the west, particularly in Utah, have a better chance of spotting what are called UAPs. This is unidentified aerial phenomena. What's happening right now in the DoD, the Department of Defense in the U.S., is that they are trying to encourage civilians and pilots in their forces to report on any object they see that behaves strangely. Normally, this has been discouraged. It's often frowned upon. It gets you made fun of. It gets you put up for psych evals. It ruins your chance of getting promoted. But a new generation of unmanned and manned planes and devices in the air just behave differently now. We have drones that move differently. We have large balloons in high altitudes that can carry surveillance equipment. And being able to spot these is becoming a security concern. And I'm going to bring this up because sometimes persuading people is about finding the right angle. And sometimes we can just say, hey, you know what? Maybe you don't actually care about moths or fireflies, but if this is an issue of national defense, that's one way to get people's attention. That's right, sky glow could be hazardous to national security, and maybe we could bring that up once in a while. In the UK, they've found that 80% of billboards are in poorer neighborhoods. This is causing ill effects, not just in terms of the health of people exposed to light from the billboards, but also what they're advertising. This sort of study holds out. It's similar in the U.S. We see poorer neighborhoods have more advertising outside at night. Ansel Lighting, a manufacturer of lighting fixtures, has been recognized by Dark Sky International, with 12 fixtures getting their seal of approval for only allowing 1% uplight. It's really good directed light. This is not an endorsement, of course. Unless I want to sponsor the show, you can email Greg about that. But I'm just pointing out that this is news. The State Senate of Virginia has passed a resolution to recognize International Dark Sky Week and encourages all its citizens to reconsider light pollution and how they can reduce it at home. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania has spent $2 million on Allen mitigating lighting in the Allegheny Commons. This is a Northside park. They spent $2 million to improve the lighting in the park as part of the citywide plan on Allen Action. Moab, Utah is aiming for a dark sky certification. They're the largest town between Arches National Park and Canyonlands National Park. Both of these are already Dark Sky International recognized parks. Migration season is beginning, and a Lights Out campaign has started up in Fort Worth, Texas. This time it includes a voluntary building certification program that you can advertise and assess yourself and figure out what you're doing right. Lights Out Connecticut is beginning their work in Montville, bringing the issue to town council meetings. Puerto Rico is updating their lighting for the needs of sea turtles, as is Fort Myers, Florida, as is Escambia County, Florida. Again, new lighting that reduces distraction to sea turtle hatchlings as they make their way out to sea. George Mason University is planning a new stadium for baseball and also professional cricket. They'll be sharing it with a professional cricket team, but they want to assure that citizens will have a chance to have input about lighting. And over in Fort Wayne, Indiana, they have begun a new crime prevention through environmental design program. This is a design intervention that doesn't reduce light, but uses better light to keep pathways lit in such a way that keeps people safe, but discourages crime. And that's pretty cool. That's it for now. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. Thank you to TED Magazine. Thank you to the Lighting and Darkness Foundation. And thank you to Evluma. I've been Scott Wachter. Have a good time.